Hello, welcome to the Guilt, Grace, Gratitude podcast. This is one of your co-hosts, Peter Bell, and we are on our Catechism Saturday series, walking through the Heidelberg Catechism. And today we've got on tap Lord's Day 26 on baptism. Before we get started on this week's episode, make sure you've tuned into this past Monday's Season 7, Jesus and All the Bible, Episode 14 on Ezekiel, where Nick, Danny, and I talk about Ezekiel. In this past Thursday's book club episode with Dr. Crawford Gribben, repeat guest, who's professor at Queen's University in Belfast, on his OUP academic book, J.N. Darby and the Roots of Dispensationalism. So let's get started. Heidelberg Catechism, Lord's Day, number 26, on baptism. And for today, we have three questions. Question 69. How does holy baptism remind and assure you that Christ's one sacrifice on the cross benefits you personally? In this way, Christ instituted this outward washing, and with it promised that as surely as water washes away the dirt from the body, so certainly his blood and his spirit wash away my soul's impurity, that is all my sins. Question 70. What does it mean to be washed with Christ's blood and spirit? To be washed with Christ's blood means that God, by grace, has forgiven our sins because of Christ's blood, poured out for us in his sacrifice on the cross. To be washed with Christ's Spirit means that the Holy Spirit has renewed and sanctified us to be members of Christ, so that more and more we die to sin and live holy and blameless lives. And lastly, question 71. Where does Christ promise that we are washed with his blood and spirit as surely as we are washed with the water of baptism? In the institution of baptism, where he says, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever does not believe will be condemned." This promise is repeated when Scripture calls baptism the washing of regeneration and the washing away of sins. So not too dissimilarly from last week's on the sacraments in general, what we want to focus on baptism is the promise that baptism confers. This is a sacrament. It confers something on you, confers upon you the gospel of Jesus. And us in the Reformed tradition and Presbyterian denominations, this baptism is given to two people. So first and foremost, its sign is given to infants, like it was in the Old Covenant with infants under circumcision, because that same circumcision was their ingrafting into the visible church, showing that they have been taken on themselves by their parents the promise of the gospel, the promise that God gave to Abraham in Genesis 12, 15, and 17. More, 17, but promised in 12 and 15, and then signified in 17 based off circumcision. The same in the New Testament, wherein baptism is a promise of the gospel for those who are within the visible church. And this is not to say that baptism in Presbyterian circles is an immediate conferral of all the promises and the benefits of the gospel. It is a promise of the gospel to be taken then by faith. And we'll get more into this in next week's episode, but this is great for believers when you watch a baptism, whether it be for infants, which I've already talked about, or for believers who don't have believing parents as part of that church, who have not been previously baptized. Believers who come into the visible church are then baptized into the church, which doesn't get talked about often in Presbyterian circles, but should be, because Presbyterians both baptize infants of believers in the visible church as a promise of the gospel to them. And also those who have no parents within that tradition or who come from outside the tradition and are taking upon themselves the promise of the gospel, who are able to take upon themselves the promise of the gospel, because the baptism then leads to Lord's Supper, which we'll talk about in the next few weeks. So I hope you enjoyed this week's episode of the Guilt, Grace, Gratitude podcast, our Catechism Saturday series, walking through the Heidelberg Catechism. Today we looked through Lord's Day 26 on baptism. Make sure you tune into this upcoming Monday's Season 7, Jesus and All the Bible, Episode 15 on Hosea. So one of the first, you can call them minor prophets. And this upcoming Thursday's book club episode with Dr. Richard Burnett, who's executive director of Theology Matters and also an editor at Theology Matters, on his Erdmann's book, Machen's Hope, which is essentially a critical biography of J. Gresham Machen. Not critical of Machen, but critical in the sense that he's taken a lot of sources and show what we can see of J. Gresham Machen, founder of Westminster Theological Seminary in Philadelphia. I hope you enjoyed this week's episode. We'll see you next week. Bye.